slurry cleanse. So I start running into this guy at the bar I go to on non-kid days after work. Old buddy of my older brother. Nice guy. Still lives here in the town where we grew up, like me. We talk about food, his work, his family, my family, pop culture, politics, religion, whatever. It's cool. I dig. I like the guy all right. But the last time he popped up on the stool beside mine at the downtown, he busts out with, or rather he mutters fast, as the fast mutter appears to be his preferred method of utterance. I'm going to do a slurry cleanse. You sit in this slurry, this all-natural mixture. Takes all the toxins out of your body. It even takes care of your colon. I know, you're laughing. It's weird. I get it. But they gave me half off. I'm going to try it. It takes 3 hours. They tell me afterwards I'll feel great. And I do laugh. I can't help laughing. Trying to imagine what kind of hippie mumbo-jumbo goes into whatever vat of all-natural ingredients he plans to immerse himself in. Nothing against hippies. I like hippies, at least the ones with jobs, like Ben and Jerry. But it kind of makes me wonder, if they have jobs, are they still hippies? But anywho, I imagine this sludge of blueberry skins, flaxseed oil, banana peels, shredded tarot cards, oil of bergamot, the foreskins of several properly circumcised Jewish babies. One can only imagine the healing powers of beeswax, sea salt, locust husks, dead dictator mustache hairs. The conversation moved on, but later, after I'd come home to let the dog out and turn up records loud enough to make the house feel less empty, which is a volume that can't really be reached, I had this flashback epiphany. Wait. Hold on. It even takes care of your colon? My man is going to sit in a tub of vegetable juices, wick and sweat, and fossilized mastodon DNA for 3 hours, and it will even evacuate his colon, and this is supposed to be a pleasant sensation? Stewing in his own solids among the various liquids, letting that septic cocktail mix and fume by the hour in this pig-schwill mud bath of his own excrement and certifiably organic non-GMO watermelon seeds. He'll come out smelling like he just met up with Pepe Le Pew at a big city bathhouse. I might try it too, though. I mean, hell, for half off.